This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Now, I have an interesting story that I want to share from Abigail Schreier at the Free Press coming up here in the next segment about something that they're doing in Illinois. It's one of those things that sounds maybe like a good idea because J.B. Pritzker, we were talking about him earlier, signed into law this mandatory annual mental health screening for all public school children in 3rd through 12th grades. They're the first state in the nation to require mental health screenings in public schools. And as someone who is coming off a little bit of a crisis with mental health, my instinct was to say, yeah, maybe this is needed. But when you kind of dig deeper, I think Abigail makes some really good points. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. I have an audio cut of the day. Later in the hour, Alex Gold from across the state. He does talk radio at Kansas City 610 Sports Radio. And the Gaming Commission of Missouri is about to award the first sports betting license in the state on Friday. That does not mean that we'll be able to wager right away, but in December after Thanksgiving, I think, is the goal, and we'll certainly keep you posted. We'll see what Alex knows about that. So a couple of things. We're going to welcome in Curtis Houck from the Media Research Center and Newsbusters here in a second, but let me offer a couple examples here of some good media and some bad media. So the talking points on the DC stuff got spread around very quickly.
What do you think is truly going on here with the president's fascination with quote unquote violent crime?
A relatively small crime problem is being used for specific authoritarian purposes. It's about federal overreach.
This is a power grab by a president.
He has always felt that American cities, especially those with large Black populations like Washington, D.C., are crime-ridden.
Yeah, well, that's because they are, like St. Louis as well. So they're just calling out the, pulling the race card right there. Those were all the talking points. But see, look, every time I am ready to, break bad on the media and criticize them, which we do on a regular basis, something like this happens. Here's J.B. Pritzker on Meet the Press. I can't believe it, actually.
Every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting. And I guess the question is, you talk about preserving democracy. How do you preserve democracy if you're using the same tactics that you've criticized Texas Republicans for?
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong.
Yeah,
with
he just goes on, blah, blah, blah. But Kristen Walker, the host of Meet the Press, asked at least a tough question. She's done that a few times in surprising fashion. I don't watch the show on a regular basis. I still long for the days when Tim Russert was there, and you could count on Tim Russert to hold both parties' feet to the fire and ask tough questions. But I mentioned Curtis Houck. He is back with us this afternoon, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Curtis, how are you on this Wednesday afternoon?
Good to be with you, my friend. Glad to be talking to you back on the air again.
Well, I appreciate it, and I just wanted your opinion of what was happening with this, the stuff with the Texas, we're doing this with redrawing the lines here as well in Missouri. But it's interesting because there's a lot of stuff that's happened with that has been a little surprising. The media has tried to call out Pritzker and some of the others on the hypocrisy. Maybe it's just because they had to, because it was so blatantly obvious. So there have been some good examples of media behavior in the last week, I would argue.
A very low bar.
Well, that's true. That is true. Yes,
it's not a very high bar, but it's a bar nonetheless that they have at least attempted to meet. I mean, it is kind of hard to ignore when you look at the left. They won't necessarily characterize a lot of these Democrat maps as gerrymandering. They won't use the G word. It's baby steps, Mark. We have to give them some grace. We just have to let them be a little bit, but they're getting there. You did have that question from Kristen Welker. There has been talk, what's going on in California. My friend Matt Whitlock, host of the 10-Minute Drill podcast, former Orrin Hatch staffer, did a tweet the other week pointing out, in all of these states, Massachusetts is one of my favorites, Trump got 35% of the vote and 0% of the seats. There's 9 districts, there's 0 of them. It's very easy. You can very easily draw one. Maryland in the D.C. area, Trump got 38% of the vote, but they only have 12% of the seats. New Mexico, 3 seats. They used to have a very solid red seat, but Democrats did this and that. And all the left has is, there's gerrymandering going on in North Dakota, where there's 1 seat, or West Virginia, where there's 2 seats. It's a north and south seat. This is all the left has, but there, of course, it's because a Republican is doing it. Now we have to have a conversation about it. I think that's obviously where the hypocrisy is. And when their answer matches Pritzker's, that, it's only bad because Texans are doing it now, mid-decade, instead of at the census.
Yeah, and look, this is where I have some issues with what we're trying to do here in Missouri, but I have to go back to some of the things that you just said. You look at Illinois, which is right across the river, and the way that they cut their districts, and they gerrymander beyond gerrymandering. It's Hall of Fame level, and some of these other states have done it as well. So there is an opinion among some Republicans here in Missouri and elsewhere to say, look, we've got the trifecta, right? And certainly here in Missouri, we have now strong Republican control, a supermajority. You got to make use of that power when you can, because otherwise, the other side's going to do it. You had Carville out there talking about expanding the Supreme Court to 13 members, making Puerto Rico and D.C. states. And if the Democrats take control in 28 with the trifecta, you damn well know they're going to try to do that, right?
Of course they are. We all know this. I mean, it's very simple. When they're talking about crime in D.C., that's one of the retorts that they have. Crime wouldn't be this way if D.C. weren't a state. Maybe if D.C. were a state and they get proper funding, then maybe this wouldn't happen. So you do have a prescription for fighting crime. You just need to throw money at it and give us 2 Democrat senators. The president had it right today when he was asked about D.C. statehood by my friend Mary Margaret Olhan of the Daily Wire. It was Trump said, no, this is ridiculous. D.C. is 95% Democrat. What Gavin Newsom's doing in California. I mean, Trump gets more votes in the popular vote in California than most states, ruby red states. You can thank a lot of people in California for Donald Trump's popular vote victory in November. And the idea that only 9 out of 52 seats are currently Republican for 40% of the vote is just simply ludicrous. But we know that Gavin Newsom and co are going to do this, but it's not going to be easy. This isn't just going to happen. They have to take it to a ballot referendum and then they go before voters. But the lesson in California, Mark, is states should be very careful about this independent commission nonsense, because independent commissions are drawing maps in states like New Jersey and California, and they're still gerrymandered to help Democrats.
I love one of your, by the way, I'm gonna kind of segue to the D.C. crime issue, because you feature a lot of clips up there on your Twitter feed right now of our friend Scott Jennings. Scott,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not as a personal friend, he was on the show yesterday. We're going to air his radio show starting on the 25th here on 97.1 FM Talk. He's got a new show on Salem. But good Lord, has that guy not become a rock star in the last year?
I mean, could you believe it? I mean, Scott's been working at this since, 2016, 2015 or so on CNN. And he's really paid his dues and he's doing it right. And I love his mantra about, you know, the revolution of common sense. And so I just love that he's bringing our voices to the table. You know, it's so refreshing to see someone do well at one of these networks that doesn't just, you know, say he's a Republican. It's not one of these Dispatch or Bulwark losers, or somebody who's kind of mealy mouthed and just going to kind of go along to get along. No, Scott is clearly focused on representing and genuinely believes a lot of the things that the base does. And I think that is just so refreshing, and it's proof that it can be done, that you can go into these arenas and constructively and civilly make points that aren't heard on these networks.
Well, and he told the story yesterday on this show, and I think he repeated it on CNN on the crime issue in particular. He saw a guy get murdered right in front of him in D.C. at Union Station.
Yeah, I remember. I think I talked to him that day. I think I was messaging with him that day that it happened because in order for him to go from D.C. to get up to New York to do CNN Thunderdome with Abby Phillip, you know, he's got to go to Union Station to get on the Acela, the bullet train, to go from New York to D.C. to New York. And so, yeah, it's right there. I can attest to Union Station being a complete and total disaster. I believe it. And he's absolutely right. And the left can just mock this all they want. But this is, again, how they lost the election, by saying, no, Joe Biden's fine. No, the economy is fine, when people don't feel that way.
Yeah, I featured a cut from S.E. Cup. That's why I slipped there, who was also on CNN, I think, with Jennings last night, where she kind of called that out and said, you can tell people this is what's happened in St. Louis as well, where they keep trying to convince people that crime is down and it's not a problem, when the reality just is the exact opposite and people see it with their own eyes. So you have to at least be a little bit honest with people. And, you know, along those lines, I've seen, and I've played a little audio today from like Joe Scarborough and some of the people that I wouldn't expect to be chiming in on this issue. Scarborough tells a story about one of the reporters, and I don't know who he was talking about, Curtis, but somebody who said, yeah, you know what, maybe I'm not so opposed. This was off the air. Maybe I'm not so opposed to what Trump's doing because we need help, and then puts a tweet out that's exactly the opposite, and that should come as no surprise when it comes to the Washington press corps.
Yeah, I should just say that, you know, ABC News Live anchor Kira Phillips, who's married to John Roberts over at Fox News, shared on the air, I believe on Monday, that, you know, she's like, I've had this many colleagues had things stolen. I've had this many colleagues attacked. Just this morning, we had someone here in our bureau who was carjacked And then David Muir and Mary Bruce come on the main newscast, ABC World News Tonight, which is the most watched newscast in America right now, and just say, no, no, that's not what the statistics say. Crime is way down. Someone, and the other point is, someone had a really good take the other day, which is what they're trying to, the left is trying to do right now is trying to say crime is good, when actually what they're, what really they're doing is crime has gone from horrible to just bad. Well, bad is still bad. Bad is still not good. And you, the reference point for a lot of these cities like Washington, D.C. is 2018 or 2019. We're not there yet in a lot of these cities. We have not come down from COVID yet. And, well, and they're trying to measure based on the last year or two.
Right. But also what's happened here, and I think it's happening in D.C. and other big cities, too, the numbers are fudged. Right. We have, for example, we'll have a car lot that is, you know, ravaged and cars are vandalized and, you know, windows are broken and there might be, you know, 18 vehicles involved. And then that's one incident, right? So it's just one incident, and that's how it goes down in the records. So some of these numbers are fudged, and that's part of the problem that we've experienced here in St. Louis. Curtis Houck is back with us. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Sue, wait until you hear this one. And Curtis, you broke this story to me because I saw it earlier, and I need to talk about it. Maybe I'll do this in the next segment. Are you telling me that Jussie Smollett is finally breaking his silence?
What?
And Variety magazine, which is one of the two big, you know, you got the Hollywood Reporter, you have Variety, they did a story on Jussie Smollett still trying to say that he wasn't guilty of his fake hate crime. This is unbelievable, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised by someone like that.
I love this one. I can't sit and tell you exactly beat by beat what happened. What? He's saying his story has not changed. What? My story, quote, has never changed.
I'm gonna read when I let you go in the next segment. We became very close with Gloria Rodriguez. Gloria Rodriguez was the attorney who represented the Osundario brothers.
Yes.
And we had the brothers on as well. And I don't know if you ever saw the documentary that was on Fox Nation. It was outstanding. And I mean, anyone with even a minuscule part of a brain, and if you know the facts of this case, would know that it's a bunch of BS, everything that comes out of Jussie Smollett's story. And by the way, that's pretty disappointing. I haven't read the story yet, but if Variety lets him get away with this crap and spread his lies because apparently he's probably trying to make a comeback, that's just despicable.
Right. I mean, and my point, too, that my flashback that I reason I shared this was the broadcast networks on their morning and evening newscast spent over 101 minutes peddling Jussie Smollett's nonsense before they all fell apart. And most infamously, it was Robin Roberts' tearful
right.
interview.
Yeah.
Yes, she's one of those your truth people, you know, like truth is just kind of fungible. You know, we can kind of make it's very malleable. And of course, afterward, they were like, oh, well, you know, man, they just felt so betrayed. Like, we don't know what happened. Maybe this guy's a liar. And maybe his story about, you know, being robbed in a polar vortex where it was like literally dangerous to go outside, you know, where like negative 20 degrees, where like if you're outside for more than a few minutes, your body starts shutting down. Like, I don't know, man. This doesn't compute. But
what do you think? I mean, this is kind of on a different level. It's like the OJ thing from this standpoint psychologically. I think these guys are so demented that he must have convinced himself, either this or he's just the biggest liar on the planet. It could be, but they must convince themselves that they didn't do it, because psychologically, it's fascinating. I don't think you could in any way, shape, or form. And the prosecutors in Chicago finally ended up getting this, and the cops were pissed because they knew it from the beginning. Right. But they knew that the guy was guilty. It's really despicable that he never really got to serve any time in jail because they kind of let him off the hook on that deal.
And I think this goes to the larger issue that we have in our media culture, where CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, and the like, they see these culture war stories. They denounce Fox News all the time. A war on Christmas, like, what are you talking about? Like, who says you can't, you know, pray in schools and, you know, stand proudly in the public square on your faith and not get harassed? That's just complete nonsense. It's all clickbait. And then something like this happens and they drop everything. Or, oh, some school board member in Nevada said the N-word. What does this mean about the state of America? Like, this is what they do. They use these anecdotes, whether they're real or not, and they say this jives with how we view and what we perceive half the country to be.
And that's what happened with this situation. It took off. You have LeBron James and the usual suspects, Gavin Newsom, all these other people in Hollywood, you know, going out there right away on Twitter, embarrassing themselves before they even know the facts. The one case that I always use as an example, and I know you're familiar with it, is the Duke BYU volleyball game from a few years ago where there was an allegation from the Duke side of the equation that every time that one of their African-American players was serving, that the N-word was getting dropped. There were hundreds of people in the arena. Nobody caught this on camera. The reason is because it never happened. But it got out there, and I think it was the aunt of the supposed victim was running for office in Atlanta. She tweets it out. LeBron James picks up on it. They did an investigation that not only proved that there was no evidence that it happened, but it proved that there was evidence that it did not happen. But it didn't matter because all the damage was done before that, and there's nobody going back on Twitter saying, oh, you know what, I got this one wrong, I'm going to pull back that tweet.
It's very similar to what you have, you know, where it just rings true, it is true. And it's the Russiagate story.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
There you go.
You know, the narrative, once a narrative sets in the minds of the American people, it is very hard to change.
Mike Brown, we just had the anniversary of Ferguson. It's same thing here. There's still people walking around our community here that think it was a kid that got shot with his hands up and said, don't shoot. It's unbelievable. Curtis, always great to hook up with you. Always awesome to have you highlight the media nonsense out there at the Media Research Center. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great week.
Yeah, no problem. Looking forward to your segment on the mental health screenings. This is, interesting.
I may skip that and do Jussie and wait till tomorrow, because now that you put that on my radar, I got to dig into that story. But I'm going to get to the mental health thing in Illinois for sure in the next couple of days. Thank you, Curtis Houck.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.